The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to this Christmas pre-recorded segment. I'm here with Carl.
Hello.
And we are going to talk about man's best racist friend. Right. So we need to talk about dogs. Dogs are wonderful animals. They're magnanimous animals.
Man's top guy, yeah.
Yeah. Top dogs.
Yeah.
Man's top dog is a dog.
Yeah.
Right. They're wholesome creatures, I think.
Oh, generally, yeah. Apart from pit bulls.
Yeah, they can be a bit mean sometimes. Yeah. Also, they can sort of bite you and leave you marks for life.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, I think that conventional wisdom has a point when it says and teaches us that dogs are man's best friend. Do you like dogs, generally speaking?
Yeah.
Do you have dogs?
I don't have any dogs. I used to have some dogs, but the thing is, I just don't really have time to take care of dogs. So I don't have any.
I have a Yorkshire Terrier.
Oh, yeah.
We call him Frodo. Mm-hmm. And he is really good. But I've started reading some stuff and they have made me worried.
Oh, is he a racist, is he?
Maybe he is. Maybe he is. You'll see as we go along, because I've seen him have repeatedly bad behavior towards particular groups.
Really?
Yeah, he actually has. And I want to see what exactly is going on. Right, let's start.
Stelios, my dog is a racist.
I can't understand it because, you see, they really seem wholesome creatures. For instance, let's look at this video by Byten Gebiden. I think this is one of those antidepressant accounts that if you constantly
I think they're good.
Work in the news, you really need to see something.
I follow a bunch of accounts like this just because it's nice to have them in my feed.
Yes, I also like them several times when liked were in private and everyone say, what's this guy or constantly liking?
Yeah, I'm liking dogs and cats. It's a good video. It's nice. It's wholesome. What are you complaining about?
It's wholesome. Look at this. Who could object to this?
Oh, look at his little face.
He looks like he's in total sync with the moment, in total harmony with the universe.
I can't believe he's a racist.
If we scroll down, we also see that's a cat. We also see other dogs being really playful here. Mm-hmm. A butterfly playing with a puppy. So cute.
Yeah, I'm sure the butterfly.
Who would have guessed that behind this magnanimous puppy here lies a stone cold blooded anti-woke racist? Turns out appearances can be deceiving, and occasionally some dogs really let out the true self. I'm not going to show you much, but here we have a very anti-woke dog, and we have Cat Canada saying at least the bigoted horses who had a problem with a pride sidewalk didn't poop on the collars, but this bigoted dog sure did.
Yeah.
How long until it's charged with a hate crime? It's just, you know, they need to unleash.
Dogs can get put down.
They need to unleash the beast to say, I don't like these colors here. I'm going to desecrate this pride mural. That's what this dog says.
Yeah.
So maybe there's a darker side there. Now, the thing is that we haven't checked the privilege.
True.
We haven't checked the privilege because, you know, we follow conventional wisdom in saying that dog is man's best friend, but maybe we are echoing beliefs that come from a system that generates oppression.
Yeah, it's white supremacy.
Exactly. So maybe we need to check our privilege. So I'm going to put everything aside. I'm not going to care about what I learned from my degree, because again, it was given to me by an oppressive structure. Yeah. I'm not going to pay any attention to philosophy, anything is said, because who needs that when you have SJWs?
Good point.
And this SJW says here that dog trainers are racist, and that she has trained her own dog to hate white people. So
the dog trainer is being racist. I assume that she's saying that they make dogs racist by training them, right?
They are amplifying their pre-existing tendency towards racism, yeah, which would exist regardless of their training, but they are redirecting it. Yeah. So what she does here, she's like a seal door, or like she's doing a candy. She says it's not enough to be non-racist. You have to be anti-racist.
Yeah, but the dog trainers are basically like Hitler to dogs, right? Like, you know, white people are racist, but when you get Hitler, that turns all white people into Nazis, right?
Yes.
And so that's a sort of like higher level of racism, more politically active, more conscious.
Yes.
And so that's what the dog trainers are to the dogs.
Exactly. So they're using dog subversion in the animal kingdom. Mm. So she is Isildur in the Lord of the Rings analogy. She doesn't want to cast the ring into the fire and say, no, I'm going to use it. Mm. I want to tame the racism of dogs against white people. Mm. Lots of people, sadly...
She's got the forehead for it.
Yeah, lots of people are asking, because obviously, who would care about conventional wisdom when you have SJWs like that of such a high intellectual and moral caliber telling us that dogs are racist? And people are asking. Because it's a good thing. Because people.
Why is my dog racist?
Yeah, if we scroll down, why is my dog racist, and how can I fix it? This has a second. It's a twofold question, and the second part of the question presupposes that the answer to the first one is positive.
I can stop him weeing in the house, but I can't stop him hating minorities.
Right, and if we scroll down, they say, "Is my dog racist?" Serious. One thing is to not feel embarrassed. Daily Mail.
Dog just saw a black person and was like, right, okay. Daily, give them a piece of my mind.
We have here, how to tell if your dog is racist. Experts reveal best way to handle such situations.
Yeah.
What to do if your dog seems racist. Racist dogs. Why do some dogs seem not to like dark? You understand? All these are headlines.
Some dogs keep noticing patterns.
Yes. Too afraid to ask. They actually notice patterns.
I bet they do.
You see, and a lot of the article, I'll show you an article where they're talking about...
When they do it, they're clever. When I do it, I'm racist.
But you know how we have discussed several times that cats somehow fall under the radar? Under the radar. And you could say cats are way more vicious than dogs.
I've got 5 cats and they're brutal.
Exactly. I have 3.
Yeah.
And you just don't play a game.
The amount of dead animals they bring into my house is crazy.
But they also seem to control the narrative.
True.
Because the same question asked about dogs doesn't give similar answers when it comes to cats. So you see, my cat is racist. Disclaimer.
But cats aren't inherently racist.
Cats aren't inherently racist.
Right. Okay.
Then we have here...
Dogs are a tool of the white supremacy. Yeah. Cats are communist.
Again,
I don't agree with that either.
When we're asking, is my cat racist? For some reason, we have, why is my dog racist coming up?
Good point. You know, just a quick aside, I think cats are an inherently right-wing creature. They're incredible, actually. I view cats as like the apex of nature's perfection. Like a leopard is just the most insanely like athletic and acrobatic and muscular thing. And it's just like, how are these things? Like, I mean, they top of the food chain, obviously. But it's like, how are these things not in charge of everything? It's like, well, they kind of are, I suppose.
They kind of are. Yeah. And I think
they're like super individualist.
Exactly.
Like super independent.
And to add, I think...
Kill anything.
Some of the most really good videos on YouTube and on the internet are with cats against snakes. Mm.
Yeah.
They have incredibly good reactions. It's just impressive. Yeah.
But here, and they're handsome animals as well. Like, it'd be one thing if you're like, yeah, I'm amazing, but I'm ugly as sin. No, I'm gorgeous to look at, you know.
Exactly.
That's beautiful animals.
But, and also they have this demeanor that, you know, you couldn't possibly be asking a bad question about me.
Yeah, they've got the self-confidence.
You couldn't, are you actually asking me if I'm a racist?
Yeah.
And we have here saying, no, people aren't racist against black cats.
Yeah. But I like that as well. Yeah, the self-confidence that cats have as well. That's true.
Also, I think they're completely amoral. And actually, they're behind lots of the wokeness stuff, because we have here anti-racist cats.
I can't believe it, yeah.
Yeah. Somehow, they are portrayed as a symbol of anti-racism.
Yeah, that's weird, because I feel that cats would be the most essentially prejudiced against everything that's not them.
Right. Yeah, they're a bit narcissistic.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I like them. They're a bit narcissistic.
They're not just a bit. They're completely narcissistic. Like, they're constantly grooming themselves, you know. They're constantly preening themselves. Don't get me wrong, that's good to stay clean and everything. But, like, you just compare it to dogs. Dogs are total bros. You know, they don't, you know, you've got to wash them. They won't wash themselves.
Yes. Right. But, again, we need to ask ourselves whether we have questioned or privileged enough. And we have here an article saying, how to tell if your dog is racist. Experts reveal best way to handle awkward incidents. After calling for pet-free zones in Wales to make outdoors seem more inclusive.
That's why I bring my dog. I don't want to be more inclusive.
Get a dog. I think male dogs shouldn't be in women's bathrooms.
Fair.
So maybe they have a point there.
But they're wondering why there are so few stabbings in the countryside.
Yeah. Yeah, they say, as any dog owner knows, your pet growling or barking at a stranger in public is always an embarrassing situation, which could potentially escalate into something more dangerous.
Oh, yeah, racism.
So Frodo, my dog, has repeatedly this reaction against some people in Greece. Not who you would expect.
Not Turks.
Not Turks. And not neighbors.
Okay.
Yeah, in the map.
Gone.
And I asked my dog, and he told me, yeah, they tried to actually steal the house. And they came into the house, and they steal a lot of stuff.
Yep.
And I was under the bed hoping they wouldn't find me. You see, if it were a cat, the cat would ultimately completely destroy them or just not care.
Yeah, I don't think the cat care.
But Frodo can hold a grudge.
Right.
So some owners even notice a pattern, whereby their dog only reacts badly to certain demographics.
Oh, yeah.
Whether that be certain that elderly, a certain sex or ethnicity with the latter, prompting them to wonder if their dog is racist. And they have here some puppy socialization checklist. They say how you can train your dog to not be racist. You introduce them to people with beards. Carl, you need to meet Frodo.
I guess. I've never had a dog be racist to me. Dogs quite like me.
He's a Yorkshire Terrier, so I think he would like you as well.
Oh, maybe.
You need to use the Hoover, because when bikes pass by, Frodo gets completely mad.
Yeah, I've got a wife for that.
You need to visit. You need to visit a cafe, let them meet toddlers, hopefully train them not to eat toddlers, practice grooming.
Yeah, I mean, these are, again, if you had a cat, you wouldn't need to do any of these things, but
take them shopping, go to puppy classes, take. It's a long list.
Yeah, it is.
Right. So who was behind this? You see, because we have in Wales an initiative calling for making the hills of Wales anti-racist for it to be more inclusive, because it's not particularly inclusive.
Yeah, I mean, to be fair, very rarely do things just randomly blow up in the hills of Wales.
Is it rarely? Is it rare?
Oh, yeah, it's quite rare.
Is it rare to have dogs there? Because maybe they have a point.
No, I think it's quite common to have people walking their dogs. It's just rare that terrorist attacks happen.
Right, so they're saying...
There's probably some correlation there.
Right, so we have this Kimaru BAME anti-racist organization creating a plan to make...
So it called Cymru BAME?
I think Kimaru BAME, not BAME. It's not from the Batman.
All right.
Right, so they're saying it's not always about how someone looks. People from certain cultures are more likely to be fearful of dogs.
They're racist against dogs?
Yeah, but have you considered that dogs are racist against them?
Well, I mean, who knows?
And we need to practice anti-discrimination.
Well, they've got to start practicing anti-discrimination about dogs. There's no excuse to be dog phobic. Like, that's not an excuse.
Anyway, so... Who is behind this? Behind this is an environmental podcaster who owns kayak school in Uganda and backs Labour calls for 20 miles per hour speed limit.
Prat.
He is essentially calling for a policy of making Wales anti-racist by 2030. And you know how to do that?
Yeah.
To do this by banning dogs.
How are they going to make Wales anti-racist by 2030?
So he's the head of Climate Kimru, owns Kayak the Nile, a white water kayaking company based in Uganda, which he founded after coaching Team GB's freestyle team. Mr. Ward is active on social media. You get the point.
Yeah, he's an insufferable wokist. Yeah, got it.
Yeah, but what they're saying is that the NWAS report says that barriers to outdoor activities include the perception that growing food in gardens or allotments is dominated by middle-aged white women.
What, in Wales?
Yeah.
Who could have imagined?
Yeah, but can we allow this?
Well, I mean, I doubt the Welsh government can. But this is why I'd abolish the Welsh government, to be honest.
And it's also informed the Welsh government that people from ethnic minorities were upset about the low quality of local green spaces.
Go back to wherever you came from.
Can you even garden, bro?
I'm no sympathy whatsoever.
Yeah. Right.
Leave the Welsh alone in Wales, for Christ's sake.
I think now that maybe all this is weird and they're targeting Frodo for bad reasons. Mm. They have this plan here, the Anti-Racist Wales Action Plan 2024 update, and they're saying that by 2030 they want to make Wales a completely anti-racist nation, and to remind people, when they talk about anti-racism, they mean positive discrimination against Welsh in this context.
By 2030, there won't be a single Welshman left in Wales. This is our plan.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Does Wales have a tremendous past when it comes to oppressing people?
Well, I mean, it was a part of the British Empire.
Yeah, so maybe, okay. Right, so...
Like the Welsh and the Scots always try to get off the hook. It's like, you were in it. you were a part of it.
And I was trying to put in a good word for the Welsh.
Yeah, I know.
But you fact checked.
Well, sorry.
Okay. But it isn't just dogs. No. It isn't just the countryside.
It's librarians as
well. It's also buildings.
Right, okay.
They literally called for meeting in anti-racist buildings so people feel safer.
So what is an anti-racist building?
It's a building that is basically against non-discrimination.
But there's got to be some property of the building itself, right? Because what I think they're saying is, well, if you look at, like, I don't know, Cardiff City Hall or something, this has the hallmarks of being of a particular place, of a particular culture, of a particular time, of a particular heritage, which is racist, as in it belongs to a race of people. It belongs to the Welsh, right? And it's an expression of the Welsh people, and is why it looks like it looks, right? It's part of the cultural heritage that they continue. So, okay, an anti-racist building would have to be something that had no distinguishing characteristics at all, right? So you couldn't say that is characteristic of that race. So it'd have to basically be a big square block, something in brutalist architecture.
I don't know. Maybe, you know, in cathedrals where you have some gargoyles on the outside, maybe, you know, just... I'm looking at them and say, why do I want to go inside? Because the gargoyle may eat me or something.
Yeah, but
it's not a safe space for me.
Sure, but you're not getting what I'm saying. Like, the very nature of the characteristics of the building is what they must be complaining about. So an anti-racist building must be something that has no characteristics of any particular ethnicity, right?
The same applies for countryside, though.
Well, yeah.
The countryside is racist as well.
Yeah, I mean, that's true. That's how I became a dark nationalist. Is by looking at nice paintings of the countryside in museums. I'm not even joking. I was like, the countryside is nice.
You're walking down the footpath and you have spirits talking to you, saying, be a nationalist, be a dark nationalist.
It wasn't even spirits. It was just kind of ancestral.
The bushes.
Ancestral memories, you know, that sort of thing.
Did the bush talk to you?
No, it didn't need to. When you're racist enough, Stelios, like, you can imbibe the racism from the countryside straight through, like, a ley line, like, you know.
You can become a vessel of the
spirits. You become a vessel of the racist spirits of the countryside. And I'm just saying, you're not doing it hard enough.
Right, so I think that all of this is total BS. dogs are dogs. They're a man's best friend. And let's just stop the nonsense. It's counterproductive and silly.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And what you should be doing is using your new Lotus Eaters gift subscription, that new feature we've got on the site, to watch all of our premium content while you've got lots of downtime over the holidays. I hope you're having a nice time. Also, check out our Twitter where we post links to everything that we're putting out. Thank you very much for watching. Have a nice holiday and goodbye.